Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Master Plan. What Elon Musk is really building by Farzad Mesbahi is a technology and business commentary book focused on the larger pattern behind Elon Musk-related companies and public ambitions. Rather than treating missed deadlines, multiple chief executive roles, and aggressive product promises as isolated signs of overreach, the book presents them as parts of a broader strategic picture. Its central subject is not Musk as a celebrity figure, but the possible civilizational infrastructure being assembled through electric vehicles, reusable rockets, satellite connectivity, artificial intelligence, and other frontier technologies. The book fits within the future studies and innovation analysis category, with an emphasis on interpretation rather than biography. Its purpose is to help readers look past day-to-day controversies and evaluate whether Musk-linked ventures can be understood as a coordinated attempt to reshape energy, transport, computation, and human expansion beyond Earth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Musk-related companies are interpreted as one connected industrial system. A central topic of the book is the idea that Elon Musk-related ventures should not be viewed only as separate companies competing for attention. The available description frames them as components of a larger system aimed at building the foundation for the next generation of civilization. This matters because Tesla, SpaceX, Starlink, Neuralink, XAI, and other ventures occupy different layers of technological infrastructure rather than merely different consumer markets. Electric vehicles and battery systems address energy and transport. Rockets and satellites address access to orbit and global connectivity. Artificial intelligence and brain-computer interfaces address computation and human-machine interaction. The analytical value of this view is that it shifts the question from whether one company hits a quarterly milestone to whether multiple platforms are being positioned to reinforce one another over decades. The book therefore encourages readers to evaluate industrial strategy through dependencies, not headlines. If energy storage improves, autonomous systems become more practical. If launch costs fall, satellite networks become easier to expand. If connectivity spreads, software-driven services gain reach. The claim is not that every result is guaranteed, but that the portfolio makes more sense when read as an interlocking infrastructure map. Secondly, the book challenges the common overextension narrative around Musk. The book explicitly responds to a common critique that Musk is spread too thin, runs too many organizations, misses too many deadlines, and makes promises that outpace execution. Mesbahi appears to treat this criticism as an incomplete reading of the situation. The important analytical move is to separate operational disorder from strategic incoherence. A leader can create turbulence, overpromise timelines, and still pursue a recognizable long-range architecture. That distinction is useful because much public discussion about Musk compresses all concerns into one judgment about competence or recklessness. The book instead asks whether the apparent chaos may coexist with a durable strategic direction. This does not require excusing delays or controversies. It requires examining whether delays occur inside a program that still accumulates capability. Reusable rocket development, electric vehicle scaling, satellite internet deployment, and artificial intelligence investment are all domains where early claims may be premature, while the underlying infrastructure can still progress. The topic is valuable because it trains readers to judge frontier technology by accumulated capacity, manufacturing learning, and network effects, not only by announcement dates. It also highlights a limitation. A master plan interpretation can become too forgiving if it treats every failure as evidence of hidden strategy. Thirdly, civilization-level thinking replaces conventional company-by-company analysis. Another major theme is the use of civilization-level analysis. The book description says, Mesbahi sees Musk as building the foundation of the next generation of civilization. That phrase places the discussion beyond standard corporate growth metrics. Instead of asking only how many vehicles are sold, how many satellites are launched, or how many users adopt a service, the book asks what kinds of basic systems a future society might need. Energy abundance, resilient transport, global communications, intelligent software, and access to space become the relevant categories. This framing is important because some technologies have value through their role as enabling layers. A battery factory is not just an asset on a balance sheet if it supports electrified mobility and grid storage. A rocket system is not only a transport business if it lowers the cost of building orbital infrastructure. A satellite network is not just an internet provider if it creates a communication layer independent of terrestrial constraints. The book stands out in this respect by interpreting Musk-related activity as a stack of civilization tools. The risk of this approach is scale inflation. Speaking at a civilizational level can make uncertain business choices sound inevitable. Its strength is that it reveals connections missed by narrower analysis. Fourthly, long-time horizons are presented as essential to understanding frontier technology. The book appears to argue that short-term evaluation often distorts understanding of Musk-related projects. Frontier technologies usually require long development cycles. Repeated failures, capital intensity, regulatory negotiation, and public skepticism before they become infrastructure. This topic is especially relevant because many Musk ventures operate in sectors where progress is nonlinear. Rockets fail before reuse becomes routine. Autonomous driving systems require large data and safety validation challenges. Energy storage improves through manufacturing scale, chemistry refinement, and supply chain development rather than one dramatic breakthrough. Artificial intelligence systems advance rapidly but create uncertain economic and governance implications. By emphasizing a master plan, the book invites readers to use a time horizon closer to industrial transformation than product launch commentary. The practical reasoning is that technological platforms are often misunderstood when judged only by immediate profitability or deadline accuracy. However, long horizons should not remove accountability. A plan can be ambitious and still require evidence, execution discipline, and financial sustainability. The strongest version of the book argument is therefore not that deadlines do not matter. It is that deadlines are only one measure, while infrastructure accumulation, technical capability, and strategic positioning may be more revealing over extended periods. Lastly, the book offers a framework for reading visionary leadership without relying on hero worship, although the book centers on Elon Musk. Its more useful contribution is a way of reading visionary leadership through system design rather than personality alone. In public discourse, Musk is often reduced either to a singular genius or to a reckless promoter. The book seems to resist that binary by focusing on what is being built and how the pieces may connect. This gives readers a practical framework for analyzing any founder-led technology ecosystem. First, identify the fundamental constraint being targeted, such as energy cost, launch cost, connectivity, computation, or human interface. Second, examine whether multiple ventures attack linked constraints. Third, ask whether progress in one domain increases the usefulness of another. Fourth, separate strategic direction from public communication style. This framework is valuable because it keeps attention on incentives, platforms, and feedback loops, rather than admiration or dislike. It also allows for critical balance, but with so eacher deed bika in page, a system's view can reveal impressive coordination, but it can also reveal concentration risks, dependency on one leader, regulatory exposure, and unrealistic integration assumptions. The book therefore has intellectual value when used as an interpretive lens, not as proof that every Musk project will succeed. Its best use is to sharpen strategic analysis. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who follow Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, artificial intelligence, energy transition, satellite networks, or the future of industrial technology. It will be most useful to those who want a coherent interpretation of why so many apparently separate ventures may belong to one larger strategic pattern. The practical benefit is a sharper way to evaluate ambitious technology ecosystems, look for infrastructure layers, cross-company dependencies, compounding capabilities, and long-time horizons. The intellectual benefit is that it encourages readers to move beyond daily controversy and judge whether a founder-led portfolio has an underlying architecture. Compared with conventional Musk biographies, the book appears less focused on personal history and more focused on the destination implied by the companies. Compared with standard business books, it is less about management technique and more about technological civilization building. Its differentiating feature is the master plan lens, the argument that electric mobility, reusable spaceflight, global connectivity, artificial intelligence, and related projects can be read as parts of a coordinated future infrastructure. Readers seeking detailed independent reporting, insider documentation, or critical biography may need additional sources. Readers seeking a concise strategic interpretation of what Musk may be building will find the book more directly aligned with that purpose. If you would like to support Farzad Mizbahi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.